Welcome to the IBP Insider, where you'll hear quick, insightful stories from the world of integrated business planning and the leaders using it to dramatically improve their companies. I'm your host, Crystal Lee. Well, actually, I'm her AI-powered voice clone. This innovation frees Crystal to spend more time doing what she loves, guiding organizations through transformative change using IBP. For more than a decade, Crystal has helped dozens of global companies with their IBP journeys. From here forward, I'll speak in Crystal's voice and perspective, but rest assured, every story you'll hear emerges from her deep and meaningful experience implementing IBP across a variety of industries. While details may be modified to protect client confidentiality, the insights are real. Today, I'm sharing a story about how success in one area of the business almost led to a major failure in another, and how IBP helped catch it just in time. A good integrated planning process is like a big magnifying glass. It doesn't just help leaders plan, it helps them see what's really happening now and into the future. And that's exactly what happened with a consumer packaged goods company I was working with. They had built their business on a steady flow of new product launches. Constant innovation was their lifeblood. When we started looking at their portfolio, it looked fine on the surface. They had a pipeline of new launches set for the next year, and their cost-saving initiatives were exceeding all expectations. But when we started to prepare for their first portfolio management review as part of their new IBP process, we uncovered a huge blind spot. Just a couple years down the road, there were no major product launches planned. With an average development timeline of about 2 years, their innovation pipeline had quietly dried up. How did this happen? Well, about a year earlier, the company was under intense cost pressure. To manage it, leadership made a seemingly logical decision to shift all product development resources onto cost-saving projects for existing products. And honestly, it worked. Those teams weren't just hitting their targets, they were crushing them. Cost reduction efforts were driving massive savings. But here's the problem. While they were laser-focused on optimizing today's products, no one was working on what comes next. And because their new product development took about 2 years, this blind spot would have only become visible when it was too late to fix it. Once we saw the issue, they acted fast. They reallocated resources, keeping critical cost-saving projects, but shifting some of their R&D team back to innovation before the gap turned into a crisis. But even more importantly, they built a safeguard into their planning process. They implemented regular portfolio reviews focused on long-term portfolio health and sufficiency. IBP isn't just about tracking status of current efforts. It's about connecting the dots, looking further out and seeing the bigger picture. It's about setting up the business for long-term success. All right, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Please share and like the show. And if you want to know more about how I can help you transform your business with integrated business planning, check out my website and schedule a free chat at crystallee.net.